You're listening to the show about mythical bathroom beasts and cloacal respiration. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen, and I might have anger issues.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
What does Alula need? Alula, well, what do you need?
I need to get back to Bear Toggle, right, which I think lined up with your goals anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Convenient.
Give her the side
We definitely
eye.
Do want to stop at Bear Toggle, right, Rafina? I mean, anglerfish aside, you want
anglerfish
to go home?
I've got to check on my flowers. They're probably dead by now.
That's the name of her children.
Oh god, that's terrible.
Alula, what exactly did you need us? You just need to get back there?
Yes, I need to get back to Bear Toggle.
Wasn't there something you were gonna give me?
No, I'm taking something back there. I asked if you would help, and you said you would.
Oh, what is it? May I please ask what it is? Not to pry, but I'm just curious.
It is actually sensitive. It has to do with the state of Bear Toggle.
How you feeling, Alula? How you feeling ever since something happened with the book and Do?
Is she pregnant?
You asked that before, actually.
I want it to be true.
It was so funny because she patted her bag and you said, "Are you pregnant?" Like you were drunk. And then I laughed and I said, "Yeah, she carries her baby in her bag." And then you said that halflings are marsupials, which was like the funniest. This is so great.
And I hop away.
Unrelated.
Yeah. But yeah, like
I mean,
by the way, are you really good with your mission? Like, are you okay? Because how are you doing?
Quite alarming.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess I could ask the rest of you all of that. This person you've been traveling with was sucked into a tome and is now gone. I don't know if any of us have really had time to process that.
Was he from Barovia too?
He was from Barovia. Like he lived in Barovia before Barovia had open borders, basically, when it was a magic whatever the heck it was.
He's like valley. A Barovian hipster.
Yeah. Yeah. He is from Barovia, lived there his whole life. I mean, that's assuming we can trust everything he said, which I look at Alula. Which I don't know. I mean, that's what I'm like saying that, and I don't really pause that long, but I'm looking at Alula and I say, I don't know if I could trust everything he says. Look at Alula. And, you know, because we didn't really know him that long. And he kept saying that gnomes were gone. Oh, yeah, that's another difference. Have you ever heard of gnomes, Gwen?
No.
You've never heard of gnomes. So there are a lot of things wrong with this place, and definitely Tivoli probably doesn't exist. Wouldn't that be great, Selenia?
It does exist.
Yeah, well.
We've both established that.
Yes, but it might not be here. I'm trying to grasp that myself. You went into a... You were literally arrested because of your beliefs. Now let me process this, okay? It's very important to me.
And Gwen just goes to Selenia, just give it a day. You'll get used to the brashness.
She just nods with a half smile.
This is the kind of thing that happens to us. People disappear into books.
But if my entire town has disappeared somewhere, which I haven't verified yet, but I need to figure out a way to do that. Because that's, you know, I've been talking about that just maybe a little bit every now and then, ever since we started this weird Barovian journey together. That I've had so much fun during, but I think eventually I will leave and will go back to Tivoli. Whether that Tivoli is sucked into a book or something, it's still going there. So we need to find out where it is, if it's in fact not there. I want to know who you are. God, man, this conversation is killing me. I have too many things swirling around my head. How is everyone else doing?
Swirling.
Ooh. Yeah. Actually, Will goes pale when she says that. He goes pale.
Okay.
Thumbs swirling.
Mm-hmm.
Rufina, do you think you'll stay in Bear Toggle?
Oh, I haven't decided. I mean, I hadn't realized how many awesome gods there are out there, so I might want to look around a little bit longer. But we'll see.
That sounds great.
But we're not going to eat any of them, and I'm not going to do a lot of stabbing, right, Mo?
No, not gods, no.
Right. Well, just in general stabbing, but okay, well, yes.
We see.
I'm so curious about Chiltura and his... Where did Chiltura come up with the idea to eat these gods, by the way?
Is this Will talking to Mo?
To Mo.
Okay. I wasn't sure if KT idea? Was talking to Eric. I mean, I think, like, where he get... Like,
has
come
he
up
been
with...
around for a long time? Was he really ancient? Was he...
No, I...
Did you know him when he was a regular lizard folk?
He come in from outside. He not one of clan original.
He came in from the outside.
Start eating gods. I've never been really...
Wait, he ate the gods before?
I'm not sure exactly timing. I've never been inner circle, you know, in clan. Hmm. And he come in and I pretty soon after, I mean, I hear of, you know, someone who have power of gods, and then he take over and sort of all go from there. I not follow politics too much.
Hmm. That's all I follow.
That's not healthy.
It isn't?
No.
Maybe that's why I am the way I am. But okay. We can discover that another time.
Maybe we fix Will, guys. We fix Will.
No. No.
We can fix Will. Yay.
Yay.
Hey, I'm not broken. I don't need to be fixed.
Will, would you like a piece of candy?
No!
Roll deception.
Well, hey, if it's from that sack, I will say I do not want it. That's the problem. So roll.
No, I have my good candy.
In 100 years.
Right. Will's going to die. Yeah, no, he says no because he's a grumpy asshole.
Is anyone hungry? I have some food from last town we were in.
Well, Mr. Crumplemeyer said he was going to be bringing us some food.
He better be, because otherwise, what the hell? And it better not be like trail rations, because what the hell?
Or presented on a palm.
Yeah. Oh, God. If he comes in here with those dead hands and they are carrying the food, guys, mark my words, Will more starve berries. Tonight. Yeah.
So will right. be carried by the hands. There's no other
I'm
way.
I'm just telling you, Rufina, that if he comes in with that, I'm not eating and I might die tonight. I'm just.
Will, would you like some? I have sticky bricks here that are not from my purple sparkly pouch.
But where were they? I don't see a nice glass case.
They're no in close. My bag.
Yeah, in a bag. Don't have a glass case for a while.
She picks one out. It's like pulling up the cat hairs and prestidigitating.
No, thank you. I need something that's not sugar, I think.
We could step out and get some dinner and come back whenever Crumplemeyer comes back.
You want to go out leave there him a right note? Now? I don't...
Well, we're on cliffside, right? What's the risk?
Who knows? That's what I'm saying. Okay. All right. If we are past sharing time, here's past the thing, time. Guys. I don't know what we're going to be doing, right? I don't know either. My top priority is making sure Tivoli's okay. But my other top priority is that I don't like that I was fucking arrested by this organization. How dare they? We are going to take them down, maybe. I don't know if we can, but I did collect some things while we were down there.
I was almost like, yes! And then you're like, maybe.
So here, look, this is what I've been carrying. And I flip open my bag and presumably papers spill out everywhere. It explodes like George Costanza's wallet. Yep. Right? God, I love that. But yeah, and I'm going to show everyone, because I don't know who, I don't know if anyone knows what I took, but I'm going to start setting out all the stuff as I start talking about what I'm thinking, what Will's mm-hmm. surface thoughts are, since we just got here after literally running away this whole time. So
right.
I only have surface thoughts so far. My plan, the part of my brain that works on plans doesn't do so well when I am running away from an organization that's trying to put me in prison. But if I get some time to sit here for a few hours, maybe we can work on something, or maybe together we could do it. But that's what he says. That's what he says as he's setting out the stuff.
And well, Gwen yeah. pulls out the book that you told her to take.
And I'm going to say, Gwen, did you steal something? Just kidding.
Well, you know, you told, yeah, because they stole my, this could have my information.
Oh, but Gwen, you stole. You should be really, Gwen. I'm just kidding, Gwen.
I am so confused.
Gwen, you should know that when you tell somebody who might not necessarily be on the side of the good side of the law all the time, that stealing is bad, I might harass you about that a little bit.
Well, I mean, it is bad, but you said that they stole from me, so I'm basically just stealing back
yes.
what they stole from me.
Yes, Gwen.
Information-wise.
It's okay, Gwen. It's okay. I can hear the panic, because I, too, do that sometimes when I'm talking, but I'm telling you, you're totally off the hook. These people have been spying on their citizens. I'm pulling out the books. I'm pulling mm-hmm. out the artifacts. They've been spying on these people. So what I'm thinking, I mean, my surface thoughts as I ran for all of our lives, I ran for all of us, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
I'm going to grab a piece of paper right off the top.
Yeah.
Just snatch it. And what does it say?
All right.
Can I read it?
Just says Bathwack is poop, written in my handwriting.
How well sorted are your things?
Oh, they're not well took? From what I took.
Yeah, like,
well, it would have literally, because Will was just grabbing uh-huh. and stuffing.
Okay,
so I think it was the stuff on the bottom would have been the papers from the front area where it was surveillance. That was the word I was trying to think of before. So the first papers were from the surveillance room. Those are on the bottom. So those are the last things I take out. And then I think the next thing were the books and then the artifacts. Or maybe it was the artifacts and then the books. So probably I'm taking books out. I'm taking papers out. Okay. It just is random. But the first mm-hmm. papers that would have been were been the ones from the real surveillance room, from the back
where
you, one, the hidden
Bathwick
one.
Where Bathwick almost died.
Because that was, right, that was one of the last rooms that we grabbed from.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Bathwack, you pull off a random page there from the stack, and it looks like the middle of some sort of a budget report.
Oh. I don't even know what this is. Bunch of numbers.
You see some business names mentioned. They all seem to be waterside businesses, the ones that you recognize.
I'll look and see if Gwen's business is on there.
Not on this
page. That's a business.
All right. That's a business.
You see the finer things mentioned and also threaded stock.
Ooh.
I'll just look, I'll blink a few times and then I'll hand it to Gwen. This seems like maybe it has to do with business, Gwen.
Oh, yeah, it's just, I don't know, it just looks like a quarterly report.
Yeah, and you recognize all of the businesses as waterside businesses.
But why would they have to track? Do they own all the businesses? Why would they have all those?
I would think that if these businesses are paying rent or what have you, or if they are part ownership, it'd be their accounting quarterly reports. You
right.
get your 1020s and your 845s and, you know.
Wait a second. Are you the princess of accounting?
I know a little bit about business, Will.
Mm. Yeah, well.
The clan's standing army was an army of accountants. This is how they took over the neighboring clans.
More than adept with numbers. And calculations.
Yeah, like all this stuff, this is them. Okay, guys. All right. As I say, as I dump the rest of the stuff out onto the floor, this stuff is from a business that is not just a business. There is somebody at the head of this entire business. Somebody or an organization or a cult, like I keep saying. This tomorrow today.
Or God. Is an,
oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no. I didn't think of that. I'm not Bathwack. I'm not used to hearing about gods being in control of things. I'm used to people being in control of things. So that is not a good thing. I am not prepared to take on a god.
Aren't gods people, though?
They're animals, aren't they? In this weird, wherever we are.
But what if it's actually, I'm suddenly worried that it's, maybe now it's, maybe it's Blinsky.
Whoa, why? Because Blinsky's thing was here?
Yeah, and he's mysteriously reappeared in our lives.
I will say that Blinsky had some creative ideas, but he was not a business person. I gave him so many ideas and he didn't take any of them, and his business was terrible. Like, he doesn't know how to run a business. He couldn't run tomorrow today. I don't know about that.
But didn't you say that that weird warp thing where you threw the stone and we went to flow A, didn't you guys say that you saw one of those before?
You're right. We did see one in Ravenloft Castle when we fought Strahd and stuff. There was one there. And that's where I hopefully sent the people that were chasing us. It'd be hilarious, you guys. Oh, man.
Well, remember Blinsky got possessed? Like, he was...
Yes.
I don't know. There's just a lot of residual stuff from Barovia.
I do remember my firsthand part in Blinsky being possessed, apparently. God. Whoops. Sorry. I don't think Blinsky would willingly enter into something like, oh no, and I just realized something that I can't even say out loud. Will has a thought about what happened in the cell, I will say,
okay,
because of the potential link to Blinsky.
Okay.
So Will is suddenly like, oh no. God.
I really wish that Rafina could still connect to your emotions.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, there's a lot of things that could potentially be happening. You know what? Maybe we should just quit. Maybe we should just leave this town.
That wasn't an option.
Bathwack said it. How come it was okay when King Bathwack said it, not when King Will? Look at my crown, Rafina. And I wave my illusion away for a second, and there's a crooked crown on my head, and then I wave it again, and I have no crown on my head.
Okay, wait. Okay. Why do you guys have crowns on?
I've been wondering that, too.
Well,
can I take it off?
I mean, I guess we talked about it once before, but that was before we met you.
Yeah.
I mean, somewhere in the forest, we were separated for a while. And I saw this crown on the ground. And what happened? Did I touch it? And then it was on my head.
Mm-hmm. You picked it up.
Something like this. Yeah. And the crown, I mean, this crown is the, King Barov's crown?
Yes, King Barov.
Yeah. So the first time we saw this crown was in Strahd's castle. And now, for some reason, it is on my head.
For some reason, and he says.
Weirdly enough, there's a crown on Will's head, too.
Insight roll.
And Will, how did you get that crown? The crown Will was carrying King Barov's crown in
another
his backpack 10. For a long time, right?
Boo.
Will, yes. You were carrying King Barov's crown, right?
Yeah, I have the real crown. This is the real
right
here.
And
on
I
my
think
head.
Will was mocking me, and he put the crown on his head, and it doesn't come
you
off.
Think? I mean, like any other time, I was. Yep,
so
they don't. Come
Quinn's
off.
Gonna go up to Bathwack and just kind of like click
yank
the crown.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not gonna yank it. Just kind of like touch it.
Tap tap tap.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, don't be shy. I'm grabbing it. I'm going to try to pull it off.
Oh, don't hurt yourself.
I don't know. What happens?
Nothing.
It's stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
All right.
Well, no, I've never seen anything like that. I thought that was maybe the crown from your clan.
No? But you haven't seen anything like this before? I mean, it snows in the summertime.
Well, yeah,
don't
that's
people
what
get
it does
crowns
here.
Stuck to their head?
Well,
yeah. Not every day people get crowns stuck to their heads.
The weirdest part, I mean, besides the sticking to his head part, is I know that I sound like I'm just being a child, but this is the actual crown. The one that stuck to my head is the one that I literally took from the castle and out of Barovia. And now, suddenly in the woods, Bathwack got another crown stuck to his head. Looks exactly the same. It has the same missing gems from where it fell. All this stuff. It's weird. It doesn't make any sense. Correct. There's a lot of...
Yeah.
But wait. I mean, maybe we already made this parallel, but...
Hold on. What? I thought there was a difference. Sorry. No. I thought there was a difference in the gems.
Nope.
Because... No. Okay. They're the same. Yeah. All right.
I was going to say, but you remember also from the temple is that was the one that he chose was the Kingmaker.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is this the evil temple?
Yep, the evil temple. Yep.
It's still haunting us, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I thought this was maybe the same crown that was in Will's backpack, but apparently it's not. I mean, it looks the same. It's identical. But Will, you didn't talk to Xantras, did you?
I never had heard that name until you just said it 10 minutes ago. I had never heard that name. So, no, I've never talked to that person. You saw me put the crown on. I think the suspicious part here is that you appeared with the crown on your head. We didn't get to know the whole story of that. Everyone has seen where I got the crown, and they saw me put it on my head like a jackass to make fun of you, and that's why mine is crooked.
Well, see, Will, that's what you,
you don't think it's at all suspicious.
Exactly.
You don't think it's at all suspicious that you have a crown stuck to your head, too?
I think that it might have happened because of whatever happened
to you.
What
do you think that means?
Before I put the crown on it, it never got stuck to my head before. Yours was stuck to your head. So what did you do in that forest, Bathwack?
I mean, I'd be surprised if the same crown would stick to Rafina's head.
Want to try?
Oh, oh, no. We'll be stuck head to head. One of us will have to walk around with Rafina upside down.
It's actually just covered in super glue.
Yeah. It's too late. Rafina's already doing a handstand on your shoulders, lowering her head down.
So much.
But yeah, I want to know. I would love to know what happened to you in the woods. Other
I mean,
than
I'm pretty sure
you
I explained
saw
it before that.
Right.
Yeah,
you saw,
that I saw
crown,
the crown
and it miraculously went on your head. And I don't believe you.
Well, would you believe me if I told you that I saw someone get sucked in a book? Seems like a lot of weird things are happening
after
around you
the
guys.
Last few weeks, I would absolutely believe it because we have seen some weird shit. I'm just saying, why would he... That's fine. Bathwack doesn't want to tell us what happened in the woods.
We're not being very forthcoming either, are we, Will?
What do you want to know?
About what?
What do you want to know?
Do I know? Said Rafina. What are you hiding from me, guys?
No, he just wants to accuse me of not being forthcoming, and then he doesn't want to actually ask me anything, because then you can just slide right into accusation land.
What?
Ironically, the royal.
Yes.
I cannot remember the. I can't remember the details.
I'll help you. You probably Bathwack probably remembers.
Yeah.
Whatever you're talking about.
Right.
I don't know what it is yet.
Yeah. No. But I thought there was a thing about Tivoli, and there was the patron of the there was
the
a god in Tivoli or someone.
Yep.
Yep. Will
yes.
did mention that.
What's
yeah.
your question?
I don't know. It sounds like you've been, I don't know. Have you been hearing voices, Will?
I have not been hearing voices.
Been,
I told
have you. Been
you,
talking to people?
I told you exactly what happened. See, here's the difference. I know that I am technically not the most truthful person, but I told you what happened in those woods. I did. I said that I saw a god that wasn't supposed to be there and that the god is from Tivoli. And is supposed to be in Tivoli.
Zolbardia?
Yes, Zolbardia. Thank you, Selenia.
Oh,
yeah. See,
oh.
I didn't even say the name. That is a real god. And holy shit. Hello, Selenia.
We've
like,
met.
You down with you down with Zolbardia?
Well, yes. It's
yeah,
the god
right.
of forgiveness.
Uh-huh. That's right.
It's the patron god of Tivoli.
That's right. And that's who I saw in the woods. And it freaked me out because I had never... Well, It's been a long time since I saw Zolberdia, and I did not expect to see Zolberdia in the woods where we were. And that's why I was surprised.
So but I was Gwen truthful. Saw her unicorn, and you saw your person from Tivoli.
Wait, that we're talking about two different. Yes, sure. See, okay. So Will and I character would woods. Just agree, right? See, Will would just agree to glean across the fact that you're conflating two different locations. Like the things we're talking about happened in the woods, and Gwen's
right,
stuff
right.
happened.
No,
in the...
but it's just part of the same weirdness of not expecting to see them, seeing things that are sort of patrony. You know,
yeah. I called for my patron.
Wait a second. You called for your patron in your cell and a bogus one showed up.
Well, I thought it was the real one.
Interesting. So it didn't just show up randomly. That
I
missed.
No.
Okay.
I called my patron.
Oh. Wow. Mm. I want a patron who shows up when I call.
Well, I just always feel bad because I'm sure they're like super busy and like I'm like the least of their worries and stuff. And I feel like I've been calling upon them a lot this past day, but apparently the one time it wasn't that. I'm still just very, very, very confused about that whole thing.
Who do we know? Everyone. Will starts laughing.
Is the answer Bathwack?
Who do we know? It's not the answer is not Bathwack. Who do we know? Oh God. Who do we know who has shown up in different guises for a long period of time in
our
history?
Patron?
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know if I would ever even call that asshole my patron. I mean, like, I know that that's used in a way for lots of people who are like, my patron, this person I worship. And that fucking guy...
You have a patron too?
I used to be in a bad business deal with a shitty demon, and that demon, or I don't know if it was a demon, it was a presence, it was a swirl, it was a thing, it was a piece of shit asshole guy who would not leave me alone and was trying to, he manipulated everything, and then it turned out that he was Madame Eva or something? I don't know.
Wait, he was a guy and he was a swirl and he was Madame... I am not following.
I'm not either, really. I still don't really know what's up with that. But all I'm suggesting is that we have had experience with somebody who has done that before. And maybe that's something we want to remember.
She's also destroyed, right? We destroyed her. And she got her power from the temple, right? From the dark powers?
Correct.
Yeah, Will says just like that.
But so, we didn't destroy the temple, did we?
In the end, your powers came from the dark powers.
Yeah, you know, all I want to say about that is that, like, can you imagine everybody being recruited by a whole force of dark powers? I mean, you know who they wanted. It was me. It's pretty cool, guys. Just want to point that out. I was recruited.
You deserve
across,
the title of princess.
I was recruited across both lands and like dimensions. I'm going to put that on my resume, you guys. Not that I need a resume because I'm the boss, but
I think
I'm
that
just
that's
saying.
Something I would be proud of.
I'm proud
also,
of it.
Also,
I would.
Was
why
also
not?
Recruited.
Lank was recruited. I mean, yeah, I guess.
I mean, I think
pull out your resume, start scratching something off.
They didn't want Lank to be the ruler, though. So that's all I'll say about that. I was supposed to rule a whole kingdom, Gwen. So you could have been a princess. I could have been whatever they wanted to call me. Who knows? What was Strahd?
We don't know what would have happened if Lank had done what they had wanted Lank to do.
Who's Lank?
Lank was a guy that we traveled with who like was involved with things. There's a lot of really just he killed my sister is what he did. No, he didn't kill her. He beat her up, but it was the same. It all led to the same eventuality.
Conclusion.
Yeah. But anyway, back to the current situation.
Anyway, I wouldn't be proud of being sought out by demon patron.
Maybe that's because you're already a princess, and so you feel a sense of entitlement to like being better than everybody. But
I'm not a princess. These titles are just they mean nothing.
Well, yeah. I wonder if maybe you would be sought out less often by evil demons if you would just not be such a jerk sometimes.
Wait. Oh, I mean, right. I don't know. Does it just take being a jerk to like talking out loud as a jerk? Or like, what if I was just secretly doing terrible things? I mean, that's worse, right? I'm not saying I'm doing that. I'm saying, like,
are you?
No. I don't think I have.
I really didn't understand his letter at all.
Yeah. That's because it wasn't meant for your eyes. Everybody needs to teach.
Sound evil, but
yeah, it's not.
But I mean, I would write something like that if I wanted to do something really evil.
Well, Bathwack, that's because you're so good. That's just some words just seem bad because everything that you produce is terribly good with a capital G.
Well, and good is good. I mean, you know, my powers are from the celestial realm. The good realms.
I love the rest. You're like,
And that's all great for you, Gwen. But
and it sounds like this group could use a little more good.
Oh, hey, I don't think so. I think it's already insufferably good, Gwen. Look at these two, and I point point at Bathwack and Rafina.
Wait, are you going to group me with him?
Yes, I am. Good. Capital G, good. You guys form your own fucking group, and I'll go off by myself if that's what you want, but I think we need a little bit of balance where you three could be the really good, cheerful little guys. With all of your precious moments and your happy times eating noodle salad, and I can go over here and do the things in the dark, like take down a cult.
Oh, I really hope Krumpelmeyer brings us noodle salad.
I mean, maybe talking about taking down all of these powers, I mean, maybe we were so strong when we had those dark gifts.
I don't think we really were.
Yeah. Nope. No, Bathwack, no. See, like, you had one, okay? You had one, I think. You picked one. And I was, like, oozing with that magic. And it was, like, not cool to be under the thumb of an evil entity. I will say that. So, no, let's not go down that path. At least right now. I guess it depends on whether.
Check with me if we don't get dinner brought to us.
I was going to say, check with me if I find out Tivoli doesn't exist, because who knows at that point.
I have to eat Bathwack's fish.
Swirly man, where are you? I need a cheeseburger.
You can have something from my little purple glittery pouch.
Yeah, that's right.
Of unknown origin.
Yeah, that's unknown right. Origin. Is there a way for us to find out if these
doesn't have a tag made in China?
I'm just saying, no, I mean, man, Will sighs just like that because he'd be.
I mean, the real Moondreamer didn't seem too concerned about the pouch.
Well,
but they just
said
it's something they wouldn't do.
I have. But we already know it's magic, so there's no point in looking to see if it's magic. But I have a spell to... I could see if it's a trap. Want me to see if it's a trap?
Hmm.
I mean, if you want to.
Let me make sure I still have it. I didn't lose any, did I?
No. I mean, I gave those guards down in the Flow A stuff from out of it instead of my other pouch, and I think they're okay. Shit.
Wait, yeah. Who has eaten from that pouch?
We haven't heard any screaming.
Yeah.
They were pretty far underground.
Yeah.
But they also haven't said, hey, we're okay!
Because if that unicorn is a fake unicorn and it is anyway related to these dark powers, that pouch could be some really bad news.
I'll take it.
You don't want it. If you don't want to burden yourself with poisoning people with candy, I'll certainly take it. But Now, first we have to find out whether it's poison candy. Who wants to try, Bathwack?
No, nobody has to try. I'm spelling.
All right, Fine Traps is cast. Rufina casts Fine Traps. You sense the presence of any trap within range that is within line of sight, which is within 120 feet. Trap for the purpose.
Yeah. I was just thinking that.
Includes anything that would inflict a sudden or unexpected effect you consider harmful or undesirable, ooh, which was specifically intended as such by its creator.
Ooh, that'll tell us something, right?
That's true.
So oh not like just slamming your finger in the desk drawer.
There's traps everywhere.
Right, unless someone greased the drawer so that way it was super slippery, then it would detect that.
That's awesome.
Rufina, you find no traps.
Well, there aren't any traps. I don't know if that is useful information, because sometimes...
Maybe the second unicorn is the fake one.
That's the moon creamer. Goon creamer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Ooh, now we have to be careful about patrons. I don't even know.
Par
like,
for the course,
you know. Yeah, I already had to be that. I know that I have not. I mean, like, I think I've been upfront about this before. I think it's been pretty clear. Before 3 freaking weeks ago, I never had any magic. Okay, so I don't know a lot about magic, but. I like how I'm doing like a Jim Carrey Grinch impression. I don't know a lot about that. But Bathwack, you don't have a patron, do you? Do you have a patron?
I don't think so. I mean, you call the god that I pray to a patron.
I don't know. Is that how it works? I never studied magic. I am boring from Boringsville.
I don't think so.
Wait, Tivoli is boring?
No, God, you know, that was the worst thing I've ever said in my life, Rufina. I'm so sorry, Tivoli. Raise my hand to the air after I kiss my hand.
It's okay, Will. It's probably not even there anymore.
Oh, my God. I keep looking at Selenia. Mm-hmm. What do you have to tell me? Just spew your guts.
Do you want to talk to me?
I don't know. We need to go in a closet somewhere and talk away from people. We have a custom.
At all.
And this is actually a lie that I told before that was a successful lie.
Okay.
But it was when me and Lank went to talk about something because we had a conversation about Rahadin. Okay. But then when I came back to the carriage, I said, this is a custom in Tivoli. When two people from Tivoli have news to share, they have to share it with each other first. So if anyone recalls the custom... I might have to go and talk to Selenia for a little bit alone, but I don't know if there's a place to talk alone.
That's weird.
I don't know if I have to lie, roll.
Do you want us to just plug our ears?
Bathwick's pretty hungry, so he's getting out of fish.
I rolled a natural 20. In the
no, you did not roll I rolled a natural a 20. 20.
I rolled a 13 and got a total of 20. Sorry, total of 20.
Mm-hmm.
You have to roll deception for what you tell us you rolled.
Yeah, I know. I can't. I looked at the 20. I can't read, you guys. I have no idea how to read. That's the lie I've been telling everyone for a very long time, that I knew how to read. Right.
Yeah, I mean, you could potentially maybe think that God, Will is
I'm just
not
trying to
lying.
Think what's fun. Of course it's more fun for this freaking lady to just get chatty and talk in front of everybody.
Selenia's like, that's not a custom in Tivoli. But
I forgot she could talk.
I mean, we're not prisoners of these people. We could talk privately if
Wait
you want.
Wait a second, Selenia, you don't know of the traditional custom of Tivoli. Come on.
I lived there my whole life. You're making
so
this up.
So did I. I'm not making that. That's very rude. Fine. What do you want? What do you have to say in front of the everybody?
I don't know. You seem to want to question me about something.
I just want to know how you ran so far and for what reason. You didn't actually explain that before, did you? Like, why did you run?
No,
is so
you said you wanted
to
talk about it later.
Right. Okay. Well, what's so important? Fine. Let's just say it in front of everyone because Bathwack thinks I'm a huge liar. How preposterous. Anyway.
No, I don't, Will. You're usually pretty honest, but I know that... Well, anyway, I mean, I know what happened in wherever the hell we were.
What happened? I don't know what you're talking
about. No, the whole thing with the... with crap. I can't remember anybody's name.
Yeah, me neither. I don't even know how to read.
Strahd's sister. Anyway.
Strahd's sister, Madame Eva, yes.
Yeah. The whole thing with Madame Eva and how you were recruited. And...
Yeah, I didn't tell you that because really, okay, Bathwack, if you were brought to a land and there was a whole thing where you were supposed to take it over and you had no way of getting out of this because a magical thing would like probably kill you, wouldn't you like, you know, work your way along and try to figure out a way to get out of it?
I probably wouldn't tell a bunch of complete strangers who were constantly saving my life.
Wait a second. Constantly saving my life. You're probably right. I can't think of any time that it was the other way around, except for maybe in Strahd's castle when we were fighting Strahd. I did help you at one point. But that's mostly because that's your thing. You fight things. I don't do that. Even in my own regular life, I'm not like, oh, let me go take care of this with my big muscles. Look at my arms. They're thin. I flap them around.
All Bathwax sees is half of his hit points.
I know. Look at my arms. They're thin. They're huge. It's like these, you know, they pop out of my suit. My suit doesn't fit anymore. What happened to me? Oh, no.
No, you didn't get muscle. Your arms just got really long. That's where the hit points went into. It just made them super long.
You're like so Slender Man.
Oh my god, I've turned into Slender Man. That's amazing. Okay, what was happening?
Lying. You were accusing Bathwack of just thinking that you lie all the time, but actually he doesn't. He just knows that you were lying about the whole reason that you were in Barovia.
Myself, you were a group of strangers. I think almost any sane person would have done just what I did, because guess what? In the end, what happened? We're all still here, right? I didn't just accept it and kill you guys. I could have, and I didn't.
Some of you still here. Didn't you say other people died?
I mean, we don't talk about that. We don't talk about life sacrifices. We only tell the story that I want to tell, okay?
We're going to process a whole lot all at once, much, much later.
Yeah.
That's going to be the last 4 episodes of the Pork Fried Dice.
Just the last sobbing. 40.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. That.
Okay, so yeah. It was reasonable. It was a reasonable thing to do, I think. I think anybody would agree. Right, Princess? I want to call you Princess now. I know that you don't like it. Can I call you Princess? I mean, the only princesses I've known I've had to, like, do business dealings with, and I had to pretend to like them, and I had to kiss their asses, and it was stupid. Can I just sarcastically call you Princess? Come on! It's like a dream come true.
I mean, I'd prefer you didn't. But if something tells me I'm not going to be able to stop you.
You'll like it. Eventually, you're going to love it. I'm going to call you Princess Candy Unicorn. Can I call you that? That would be amazing. Princess Candy Unicorn. Until I respect you enough to call you by your full name. Like your real name. Gwen. That was a joke because I was saying I don't respect you. Did you get it?
Will, I don't think you're coming across as very nice.
I certainly get it.
Oh, man.
She's not a goon.
Yeah, she's
not a
goon.
You see this rage kind of in Gwen's eyes.
Yeah. Yep.
I've seen that rage before in a goon's
eyes.
She hates
the shelves. Stay away from the shelves.
I look behind me. Oh, wait. Oh, phew. There are no shelves around me, Gwen, so I think I'm safe.
A little, like a little candle flame in her eyes, but then you look into the yellow part of the flame and it's a raging, like, trash fire. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yep. You think it's cute.
You see one of those classic stuntmen flailing out of it.
Yeah.
Completely engulfed.
Yep. Oh my god. All right. Well, yeah, I don't remember the last thing that was said.
So you want me to tell you who I am?
Guys, isn't everyone curious
about this
lady?
Do you want to talk in private? We could just step outside, or they wouldn't mind, I'm sure. Would you?
I mean, if you feel the need to talk in private, go ahead. But I mean,
I don't. But I think Will does.
Can't be said in front of everyone here.
I don't think so.
I think that if Will can just do a little trust building with this lady, that maybe he'll be a little bit more forthcoming once he's discovered stuff. It's just a chance.
Trust building with this lady? I haven't even done trust building with you, and I've been around you for 3 weeks.
Can we do trust falls? Let's do trust falls, guys. Guys,
it's all relative.
Light as a feather, Bethwick, stiff as a board. Bethwick falls light as over. A feather.
Oh, it's poor Bethwick. I was just about to say that.
Two of them just fall over.
Yeah, Will's left standing. Everybody else is just on the ground.
Hey, nobody caught me.
Oh, that's incredible.
No, you don't just fall. There's a whole process.
Right.
Oh, how that goes.
These guys haven't ever been on corporate retreats, Gwen. Retreats. Is that what you would call like a retreat that you would do? A retreat? Like emphasis on the treat? Sorry, I'm just thinking of business ideas, and I've been running through a tunnel for 4 years. My business ideas suck right now.
My business ideas are good, but then they just get destroyed by other people.
Oh, that's true. But, you know, I don't know. Your business idea isn't destroyed. The shop, sure, it's fucked. Don't ever go back to that shop, and don't ever have a shop here. But your business idea is not fucked. Ideas are in your head, and business is eternal. We can get you a business set up somewhere else. Yeah. Yeah.
But you need money to start a business, and I have nothing right now.
Oh, Gwen, we'll get you money. No problem. First of all, if you build your business in Tivoli, you don't even have to worry about the startup money. I already know what you can do. Tivoli better exist. I suddenly die behind my eyes again.
I'm pretty sure Will has a lot of money, Gwen. I think Will's really rich.
Oh.
Yes, that's true.
You mean you would help me start a bit? I wouldn't have to like get a job, because like here I had to get a job, make a lot of money before I could start my business, because I came to town with nothing, and I'm leaving town with nothing now.
Yeah. I respect that.
I could get it a little bit quicker if I had an investor.
Yeah.
Or shall we say a sponsor?
Or a patron.
Oh no, am I the patron? No.
Edit my voice and change the pitch to match Abby's.
Please. I was trying. Oh, I'm just so slow tonight.
It's all that peanut butter.
You know, I like that I'm accumulating people to live in Tivoli, though. Rafina, we need to find your role in Tivoli. There is a river, but I don't think we need a rafting service, so we're going to have to find something else for you to do there.
There's so many things I can do.
Why did I suddenly... You know what? I must be missing Tivoli a lot and really worried that it's not there. Now, I just sounded happy that Bathwack's going to come live in Tivoli, so... I think I am dreaming. Like, I think I've already accepted that Tivoli probably doesn't exist anymore. I don't accept it. No, I'm just kidding. That was a slight brain death on my part.
Is there fun things to do in Tivoli?
Oh my God. There are so many fun things. All the fun happens in Tivoli. Fun of so many different types.
Of different types?
Yeah. And we could use some good candy there. So... Selenia has nothing to say about this, even though she's just apparently been escaping Tivoli and is terrified of Tivoli. Do you have anything to say? It's a great place.
Well, I mean, I don't think I can go back there, but...
Why not? What'd you do?
All right. I guess I'm going to say what happened to me.
Here goes, guys.
I mean, it's not a complicated story. My husband was a businessman in Tivoli. He was in real estate. He worked for someone named Caspar De Corsi.
Oh, Lord. I don't say that aloud.
Oh, my God.
And one day there was this criminal organization that came in and killed Caspar and others that worked for him.
Oh, my God.
And they even, like, killed their families as well. And I obviously was one of those. My husband, he did die, but I was able to hide and flee.
A criminal organization, you say?
Uh-huh.
What criminal organization would that be?
I don't know.
How long ago was this?
It's however long ago I said it was.
I don't think you said anything. You said,
but like in recent times then, because that makes everything contemporary.
Oh, yes. It was, I mean, it was. It feels like forever ago. I mean, it wasn't decades ago or anything like that. But
was it weeks ago or was it 7 years, 6 months, and 2 days ago? Will would say something specific like that. How long ago was this?
Yeah, it was about that long.
Guys, I think I need to talk to Selenia somewhere else about this.
I said that already.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a
Will,
second.
Will, why do you need to talk privately?
Yeah.
I think I need more information. All right, so Casper is dead. Casper is dead, and you are sad about that.
Well, I mean, I'm more sad about my husband dying. I mean, Casper was a good man from what my husband said. He, you know, ran a very successful business and helped others, you know, make a good living too. God. We certainly did.
Holy shit. Will faints. I don't even know how to fucking handle this information. Wait a second.
Gwen's just kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
How do you know it was a criminal organization? Terrible. What criminal organization?
I guess I assume that's not really how someone drives out of business is to kill the owner and anybody who works for them and their families.
If I'm hearing this correctly, Tivoli was a nice place before this criminal organization came in and killed Casper DeCourcy.
Yeah, I mean, it was a nice town to live.
I guess I haven't been there in a while.
I haven't been there since either.
This is complicated.
Gwen's just looking through the book that she took from Tomorrow Today.
So why can't you go back? Is it you don't feel safe there? Or
yeah, I
mean, everything you have is gone?
That's certainly true. I have nothing, and I don't know that I would risk going back if I could. I mean, my husband's not there. I don't really have anything left there for me. And if they're whoever ran that still has clout there or power, I would hope that I would be below their interest at this point, but I don't know.
So it's all a mystery, like what happened to Casper.
Killed? Like
just wondering, like you're saying criminal organization that you assumed was a criminal organization, and then Casper was murdered, and then all these people were killed.
Yes.
But does anyone have any idea what happened? Like,
I don't know.
Are there police looking, or did you just immediately run away? There was no justice talked about. There was nothing.
Potentially. I mean, I would hope so, that whoever was in charge in Tivoli, the, you know, governing bodies and the, you know, police force and whatnot would certainly try to do something about it. I mean, it seemed like a very concerted, powerful, timed attack that, you know, we all
will. Maybe when
from.
We get back to Tivoli, maybe we can set things right. I mean, maybe we can seek some justice and put an end to this group that would do such a terrible thing.
Casper DeCourcy was not a good person.
Real?
Yes. Casper DeCourcy was not a good person.
What?
I disagree with you.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? I don't need to list all of the shitty things that he did.
Did you know him?
Yes, I did know him. Selenia, like, you just, were you, did you do anything in Tivoli? Did you have a job?
No, not really.
You just were
did.
The wife of a real estate person.
Mm-hmm.
So you must have just been living a little cushy life without really kind of knowing what was going on in Tivoli.
That sounds terrible.
That was heavily involved in social circles. And
you were?
Yeah, of course.
So how? Okay. All right.
Will,
that's fascinating.
Maybe she knows some of your family members. Why don't you ask her?
Yeah, Selenia, do you know Curtis?
I don't think I do.
What's Curtis's last name? Would it be Pompeian?
Yeah. I don't know if you're asking that in character.
I'm saying, Bethwick's saying that out loud. Yeah. He doesn't know there's any problem.
Curtis, no, I don't think so.
He said Pompeian too. Yeah. I don't know. She doesn't know Pompeian. Sweet, guys. I'm off the hook. Good job.
But does she know Pompeian?
Yeah, I don't think I did. We travel back in time like that. You're saying that happened several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it hasn't been a great life for me since then.
That's pretty terrible.
Gwen, you find your name in the book that you're flipping through.
Oh, hey,
there's
guys.
There's a nice entry for you.
Will, I think I found what you thought might be in this book.
Oh, yeah?
I found my name, yes.
That's cool.
It's a pretty straightforward. It says, Thogwen Drestigen, and in parentheses, not a known dragonborn clan name. And then it lists that you are a dragonborn and your height and weight. And then it says, owner of Celestial Confections, candies and sweets. It lists the address and the rent and everything with that. Below that, it lists known associates, Alistair Corneo. And then it says, unregistered dragonborn, unregistered human, unregistered half-orc, unregistered, and then it just has a line. And then it says transgressions, exceeding legal occupancy of a private residence, commerce without a permit, attempted arson, dining and dashing.
This is like really new stuff too.
And it's written down in that book. It's just written.
Yeah.
So it's like up to the minute.
Did you agree to like have all your information be, you know, stockpiled somewhere?
No. But how did they know that you guys were all at my house?
I think that like culty / criminally / morally bankrupt places might be able to gather information on town citizens.
What kind of magic would they have to be using to do this?
Yeah, like this is up to the minute information. There were only two people in that room.
Yeah, but they were magic users. They did cast spells, right? That's how they almost killed Bathwack, so...
Yeah, but I can use magic too, and I still can't keep track of a town full of people.
How many other names are there on that list?
Oh, this book's full of people.
Yeah.
Is it lists of names or businesses?
It's
individuals.
It is individuals. Mm-hmm. Right. Let's look us up.
But you guys, you're already on my page. You guys are unregistered.
Oh, so because it says unregistered. Okay.
Yeah, but I did get a couple other books. And what I tried to do was grab the ones that I thought might have been a recent book. But I don't know if I was able to accomplish that. So I think, but I'm very distracted by Selenia. So I think I'm just kind of like, yep, here, books.
I'm confused, though, because I didn't register, like, you know, I don't have to register to be in this town or anything, like.
And they knew your names when you walked through, they just didn't know mine. So what is unregistered? Why don't they say our names in the book, too? Or yours, at least.
Wait a sec. Oh. No. It wouldn't be that because Halula has heard of you. I was wondering for a second, maybe if we're in some kind of, if there aren't like other versions of us, are there? Like, could the real Rafina be out there and have the, if she had passed, like maybe you're not the real Rafina. Okay. And I grab my head. Will grabs his hair and starts like, you know.
I just pinched myself. Don't make me do it again.
I mean, like you're real, but maybe there's some other.
If I look out the window.
Well, the window doesn't look outside. It looks into the paper plant.
Oh.
Okay. But you think it's probably getting kind of late at this point?
Crap, like how late?
Let's see. I don't know, 7 or 8.
Hey, Will. Do you, I need to step out for a minute, but I'd like to not be noticed. Do you think you can disguise me for a minute?
I have, like, no more magic. Disguise? I could put, like, a disguise on you, like a physical one.
Mustache.
I don't think that's going to work very well.
An eye patch?
What do you need to do? Where do you need to go? What business do you have in this town that we've been in for one day?
I don't think we want to go anywhere at this point. We probably want to wait for Merrick to come back.
Bathwack has already mentioned that he wants to go someplace. So this is like the third time he said this, Gwen. So Bathwack has business to take care of that we all need to take very seriously. Now, what business is it, Bathwack?
Does he work for Tomorrow Today?
Probably. I'm telling you. I've been telling everyone. Bathwack works for Tomorrow Today.
What happened? He's just going to step outside and do a little bit of shopping.
Shopping. I want to go, but we can't right now. We can't shop right now. We're wanted criminals.
I mean, if you can disguise me, I'm sure it'd be fine.
Well, I understand, but that is my last one. Eric wants me to use my magic. I have like one more spell.
I was a joke. I was pointing to this spell.
I could change you into a different creature.
I pointed to polymorph.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll try not to be too long because I know that Crumplemire will be back soon.
Like, we can't wait like one day. If we just sit for a long, restful amount of time, I'll be able to cast more magic.
I don't
magic.
Think this will take too long. No.
What are you shopping for?
I don't
for?
Think it'll take too long.
What are you shopping for? Bathwack, normally I don't care about your cloacal cream, but here's the thing. Right now, we are all in danger, and the one thing I kind of know a little bit of things about is, like, keeping, like, how to escape from the law. I know a little bit about of it. About of it. About of it. About of it.
About of it.
About of it. I know a little bit about that. So, going right out is probably not the best thing to do right now. And the only reason I am talking is that it affects my safety as well. You're free to go and like make yourself in danger if that's really what you want to do. I don't want to control everything that you're doing. But if you go out and you get caught and then they torture you and you tell them where we are, A, I can't save you. And B, that means bad things for Will. So let's not go that way.
But I mean, they don't know where we are.
They do. Or they're do spying they? On us. That's what I'm
they know,
saying. With
they know
books.
We're on. Maybe they know we're on waterside,
cliffside.
But you don't think they'd be here already if they knew where we were?
How
hard is it to come up these stairs and just apprehend us?
I think that it wouldn't. They would not necessarily be here already because they're probably trying to recover from the spanking we gave them. You know what I'm saying? We went into their shit, a giant worm ripped their jail apart, we stole a bunch of their stuff, and I set fire to their surveillance room. That's right.
Yeah,
I don't know if I told you guys.
That's even more of a reason. Like, this is the time to move. They're blind, right? If that's true.
We don't know. We only were on one floor.
We might have sent some of them to this Barovia.
Yes. I hope so.
We sure hope so.
You're like, this is Barovia.
Good yeah. I mean, I kind of see what you're saying, Bathwack, but the other problem is that I just don't have magic left to deal with if we go out there. I can't, like, defend myself. I can't fly away. I can't do a lot of things. And I especially can't help you, or I couldn't help anyone else. If we were all together, I wouldn't be able to help you guys because I'm too...
It'll be
out.
Nightfall soon, and you know, if the last few nights are any indication, we'll feel better in the morning. We'll feel rested, even though we
yeah.
Don't
so
sleep.
Why don't we wait until the morning, Bathwack? What
I
is
need
going
my
on?
Beauty sleep.
Yeah, me too.
Princess Lee. I can still sleep.
Yes, the Princess Lee. Rafina's got it too. It's Princess Candy Unicorn. Princess Candy Unicorn. It's better than being princess of some dumb, sexist dragonborn clan, okay? Who cares about those people? You could be the princess of our group. Maybe if I like you after a short time period, it'll be a trial period, and then we'll accept you as our princess and we'll like do stuff.
I don't want to be a princess.
But you want to be Princess Candy Unicorn, right? I like this discussion because it's distracting from Bathwack trying to get out.
Well, disguise or no disguise, I'm leaving.
Bathwack, what the fuck? Do you have an appointment? What's going on?
I'll be back shortly.
No!
If you won't help me, then I'll figure this out on myself.
I just said I don't have the magic to do anything. I have physical disguise, and you laughed at that. That's all I have. And if you go out, you put the rest of us in danger. Look at Rafina. Rafina, make a sad face.
Bathwack's out the door.
Bye!
The door is locked. And that's where we're going to end it tonight on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh, no! Oh, my God! We're locked in? What? Okay, we're locked in. I'm writing that down. We're locked in?
Would you consider what we've had a short rest?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely I would.
Oh, I miss being a warlock. Stupid sorcerer. Guys, I'm a sorcerer.
Wait, what happens on a short rest?
I get my spells back.
Certain classes get their spells back. I think maybe just warlocks.
Some other stuff.
Yeah, warlocks.
Oh, I got a treat for you guys.
You could also spend hit dice. All of you could if you needed to heal.
I don't need that. But short rest also gives you back the
it varies by class.
The channel divinities, right? Yeah.
I don't have it all memorized. And
all right.
Yeah, I think so.
Next time, Bathwack and Will are getting in a fist fight. That's what's going to happen. Will That's has exciting. Never actually stood up to Bathwack, but he's not going to let Bathwack drag the rest of us down into whatever he's doing unless he tells me what's going on. Will is not happy.
You'll have to sign an NDA anyway. First, Will, before he'll discuss it with you.
My God, you guys, that's suspicious. Why is Bathwack so insistent on leaving? What does he have to do? Guys.
I may have to talk with Eric a little bit after.
Oh my God.
We're just going to play door opening sounds, guys. Don't worry.
Oh my God. Yeah. Is it fair for Will
it's
to be suspicious
of him? It's just a little bit
of withdrawal,
you know, because
for real.
It's such a good Gloomhaven session last time, but we were just actually playing Gloomhaven, you know. So.
Yeah.
Like, I have a right to be suspicious about Bathwack at this point, especially since he's just leaving without getting a disguise. All right, I am on your ass next time, Mr. Alex Moss.
Good, maybe you'll come with me.
I might. Are you going to beat me up? I would get killed really easily. I don't have the...
You have 150 hit points.
Yes, I know, but I have no way to hit you. All of my spells are manipulative.
Every time...
And I don't have them right now.
You get in a fist fight, and every time Bathwack punches Will, you're like, why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself?
Oh, my God.
Gwen's got all her stuff back so she could go.
Oh, this is weird. Why are we locked in? I wondered. Oh, man. I wondered if this guy... He was gone that whole time. And I guess...
He never brought us food.
Yeah, I know. What the...
No noodle salad.
No noodle salad.
Mm.
Good. Oh, we should have set a watch.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Here we go, trusting everybody.
You guys, what's going on?
There's... too much. I think this session that lasted of just us talking and trying to puzzle things out.
Yeah, it was just a buildup of like a bunch of shit happening.
But there's still so many things that are like, what do we do?
We didn't even get to talk to what's his face anymore. We liked him.
Crumblemeyer. Oh yeah, poor Mo.
Mo, we talked to Mo.
Yeah, like who
that
else
goon.
Yeah,
that hey! Goon. What?
So here's didn't what happened.
Happen. Didn't happen.
Here's what happened. I was staring at this awesome praying mantis, and I took a few pictures. And I said, "There's a praying mantis out there by the hummingbird feeder. I really hope it doesn't eat hummingbirds, I said laughingly.
Well, yeah.
And then I said, well, maybe the hummingbirds will eat it, but I also don't think that'll happen.
I found some great pictures on Google.
And he was like, yeah, I don't think that'll happen either.
He almost fell.
And then he looks up on Google, he looks up hummingbird praying mantis to see if hummingbirds eat praying mantises. And sure enough, the opposite is true. So
that's
hummingbirds.
Insane.
So yes, do not Google it. They're crazy photos. And so we had to. So he had to annoy the praying mantis to leave the deck.
Annoy it.
Now what I'm gonna have nightmares because of the way it looked at me.
Tell them about how you approached it. It was very funny.
Well, I mean, the short version is that I tried to poke it to get it to move.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't moving. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Even,
they're badasses.
I had a roll of bubble wrap, and so it was completely ignoring me. Just did not care.
Yeah.
And so I walked away, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to unfurl the bubble wrap and throw it over it. So I unfurled the bubble wrap, and I turn around, and the thing had rotated and was watching me.
Yup.
And it was doing the thing that it does when they hunt, where they they sort of oscillate.
Yeah. So creepy.
You know? Huh? And so, and this is on the other side of the railing. So he had rotated, so his head was pointing toward me. He's watching me. So then I came over and I looked over the top. And when I looked over the top, he immediately rotated up and he was looking right at me.
No way.
Yeah. And
so
creepy. And turning his head and watching me.
Deciding if you were a hummingbird or not.
Yeah.
Dude. So then I backed up and hid, and then I unfurled the bubble wrap over the rail until he got really annoyed and flew away.
Did you watch him fly away? I've never seen one fly.
Yeah, yeah.
Was
he
it
flew
loud?
Over to the tree where he can get the hummingbirds better.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We have a lot of hummingbirds. We have like 4 or 5 that I see all the time. And
not, for long.
Not anymore.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, right? I know. I've only seen 3 lately.
Yeah. You know,
where's the
if
red
he was
one?
Sitting there, he might kidding. Already know. Like, he might have already taken one. Oh my God. That's crazy. It's crazy, but I'm also like, yeah, like, I feel like I've read a lot about praying mantises and the stuff they eat. And if you watch them, it's like they're just like they just chew. You see that?
Yeah.
It's like
just wait till you get to that god in Six Rivers.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh
seriously.
My God, the mantis.
The praying mantis god.
The most devout praying mantis. That's
yes,
terrifying.
The most devouring praying mantis.
Yeah. That's so scary. Wow. I love that it was stalking Alex. That's
I know,
amazing.
Right?
The way they move is really I don't know. It's
it almost just, like, hypnotizing
this, like, rotation.
Yeah,
with its whole.
I wonder if they do that to like get more like depth perception or something.
Wow,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
they're aliens.
They're definitely.
I like to
like
think
aliens.
I saved some hummingbirds.
Yeah, you
even
totally
though it's not
did.
True.
You definitely did.
You totally did. That praying mantis knew that you punched that board in half. I like how I call it punching the board in half. It's not that. What's it called? Break? Just breaking a board?
Yeah.
But with your hand, the there's got to be a hand. A hand reference.
It was hammer fist.
He was hammer. That praying mantis knows that you hammer fist boards. That sounds sexual. You hammer fist boards.
That sounds like a prawn. That's totally a prawn.
Tails from the knee hole.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Starring hammer fist.
Oh God.
A hammer fist.
That's too great.
Ah, yikes.
I think that was in the little
creamer.
Binder. No, that was who that was in the binder when I worked at the video store in high school of the adult movies.
The binder. Oh my God. Because you had to go in the back, right? Did you not let people in the back? You had to look at the binder and then go in the back yourself?
Yeah, no, if someone wanted to rent prawn, they had to go into the blue binder on the countertop.
Oh, they went into it. Okay.
Yeah. Right. And tell the high school girl working behind the counter, I would like X-283, please.
How many were nervous versus how many just loved making you uncomfortable? I'm so curious about
that. I think they all enjoyed making me feel uncomfortable.
That is so creepy, man. Oh. Like, fine, to each his own, porn, whatever, but like, that, man, what a weird time. You had to go into a store and be like, hello.
It's like, hey, Nicole's dad, how you doing? Oh, you want Princess Orgasma in the magic bed? Here you go.
Did you ever have to do it, like, to rent porn to a freaking person you knew? Did that ever actually happen?
Fairview isn't a big town. So,
oh my god!
What were Jim and Sue them? Into?
They're porn. In Lake City. They're in Lake City. Porn, yeah.
Porn Did sock. You call it the bondage binder? You really should have.
Woo!
The bonder.
The bonder.
The bonder. The blue bonder.
Yes.
Oh man, that's like, so awkward.
Dickman and Throbbin. Great choice. Please be kind and rewind and wipe it off.
Oh my yeah, god! Right. No, that's what a horrible job to have to do as a young woman. That's so video store job seems pretty sweet, but that part of it seems terrible. Yeah. I can't even because there's so many creepy predator kind of people out there. It's man.
I remember there's this one guy who would always come in and talk to me at length. Like he looked like was in like a 80s like hair metal band and he'd always give me like a cassette tapes to listen to of like Merciful Fate and stuff like that.
Wanted
and
I'd to just date be like, Denise.
Thanks. Thanks.
You know, Denise.
You're a weird old man. I'm just gonna take this because there's nobody else in the store and don't know what to do.
Oh no. Oh man. I totally remember there was a section that I was not allowed to go behind. I've never been in one of those sections before. It had a curtain too, but it wasn't behind the counter. It was all VeggieTales. Oh man.
Hey everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.